House Bill 1134. Welcome, Mr. Flowers.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's glad to be back here again. Hope to have as better luck than we had. Well, it was good luck last time, but need a few, I'd like to have a few more votes, I guess. This bill, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee, is an insurance bill that it's somewhat of a cleanup bill from a piece of legislation from last year. We had some legislation dealing with revising some of the insurance codes and bonding, and all this bill really does is changes the wording probably from a person having to get a broker's license to be a surplus loan broker prior to getting a license. It'll just simply say within 30 days of the issuance that they would have to get this license, and that's about all I'm going to say about it, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to turn it over to Larry Iron, because he's I'm sponsoring this bill for the insurance company, so.
Okay.
Thank you,
Johnny.
Thanks, sir. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Chairman, members. My name's Larry Arndt. I'm the Executive Vice President of the South Dakota Association of Insurance Agents, formerly the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota. This is an industry trade group that consists of approximately 1,200 members spread throughout our great state. As Representative Flowers indicated, we're going to revisit an old friend, and that being Graham Leach Bliley. House Bill 1134 is being brought forward to ensure that all the work that you did with regard to the South Dakota insurance licensing law that was put in place last year remains in compliance with federal regulations. Graham Leach Bliley was signed into law by President Clinton in December of 1999. The bill contained a provision which called for the reformation of state licensing law as it impacted non-residents and provided for a federal licensing entity if 29 states had not achieved uniformity and reciprocity by November 22nd of the year 2002. As I stated, the law is in reference to the treatment of non-residents and their licensing. We passed the law during the 76th legislative session. Now, our law has been recently challenged by an industry trade association known as the Council of Insurance Agents and Brokers. And in particular, they're challenging 5832-10, which requires that surplus lines brokers file a surety bond with the Division of Insurance prior to the issuance of a license. The bond ensures the payment of premium taxes to the state of South Dakota. The council has argued that because South Dakota law requires the filing as a prerequisite to the issuance of a license, the South Dakota law does not meet the federal requirements. The federal law provides for licensing of a non-resident without the non-resident having to meet any additional requirements other than the submission of a request for licensure, the application for licensure, proof that he's in good standing in his home state, and the payment of the requisite fee. Now, this trade association has agreed that if the bond requirement were post issuance of a license and applied to all brokers, be they resident or non-resident, that South Dakota law would be in compliance. And if you look at the bill in front of you, on line 5, we struck prior to issuance of a license and replaced the prior to with within 30 days of issuance of a license. The other strikes are used to create a general neutral bill. Now, I do have an amendment, Mr. Chairman.
J.A.?
Yes, sir. As I discussed this bill with various parties, it became apparent that there was an oversight, and we hadn't thought about what would happen if, in fact, the broker produced business prior to the issuance of the bond and the filing. Therefore, what we've done is added language which calls for and before procuring any insurance coverage for an insured, the broker shall file. So this would make sure that we wouldn't be there with regard to coverage for the premium tax.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to move the amendment by Peterson, seconded by Nissenhoff. Okay. We can proceed now.
And I am finished, sir.
Okay.
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
We'll take questions at the end of the proponents. Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1134? Proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Just quickly, I don't think I have anything to add. I think that Larry clearly explained the bill, but the Division of Insurance is supporting the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Darla. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any questions of the proponents? Okay. Representative Peterson.
Could you give me a definition of a surplus line broker? I understand Evan, but I don't know what this guy is,
The surplus lines market is a non-admitted market. And what happens here is if an agent's unable to find coverage for an insured within the admitted marketplace, those carriers that have been admitted to do business within the state of South Dakota, they'll look to the excess and surplus markets. Now, these companies are approved to do business, but the products aren't filed within the state. So these are non-admitted carriers that the agent looks to do business with.
Any other questions? Representative Olson.
I was under the understanding that things like supplemental coverages that covered ambulance calls or covered cancer were surplus lines of insurance. That's not right?
Not.
It's just property and casualty.
Okay.
Representative Galinsky.
Mr. Chairman, I guess my understanding was that the surplus people were people who assumed some of the risk for coverage when an individual insurance company didn't care to carry all of it. No?
Not necessarily. You're talking about a self-insurance situation. This is strictly a situation where if you had a particular business and you needed coverage, and we were unable to find coverage for you within the admitted marketplace with the admitted carriers, then we would go outside that market to excess lines and surplus lines companies and provide that coverage for you.
Is Lloyd's of London a surplus line broker? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
They could be, yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Representative Siebert.
Basically, what we're doing is we're allowing them, your amendment, they can get a license prior to selling insurance, and they have to get a bond, and then they can insure someone.
That's correct, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Thank you.
Are there any opponents of House Bill 1134? Opponents? Seeing none. We'll close the public testimony to the committee discussion and/or action.
We do pass on 1134.
Oh. excuse me, we have a pending amendment that... That's all you got. All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now you can.
Now I will move due pass at 11:34 as amended.
Representative Brown moves due pass on amended 11:34, seconded by Representative Bogalka. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll. Turn your mic.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Redrick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Mattson?
Aye.
Nisselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem? Belanger? Siebert?
Aye.
Knut?
Aye.
Move consent.
Second.
Consent motion by Peterson, seconded by Mattson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?